I went to Warped Tour with the girl I lost my virginity to at like 18, and I wanted to be the one that's like on her shoulder and everything. And the minute we get there, she just fucking pops some ecstasy and just goes out into the crowd, just leaves. We both pop ecstasy and she fucking leaves, and I was like, all right. You know, it's, she was one of those girls too that made you feel insecure because she'd like flirt with other guys around you. So I'm like, oh great, now she's going to get a bitch. She's going to go out and get fingered to less than Jake. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve. Hold up, bitches in my dime, taking hella long, bitch, give it to me now. Make that thing pop like it's in me over nine. Ooh, baby, like it raw with the shimmy, shimmy, yeah, huh? ASAP, get like me. Never met a motherfucker fresh like me. All these motherfuckers wanna dress like me, but the chrome to your dome make you sweat like me.
Hi everybody, welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast. I'm Ari Shaffir. Today's episode was going to be a Patreon-only episode with Brendan Sagalow, but we were fucking legitimately making each other laugh really hard, and it just seemed like a waste. Not a complete waste, because I do appreciate the patrons who help support me and keep me in business. Legitimately, I look at Patreon as like my parachute. I don't look at it like a money-making scheme like, you know, DeStefano and Shane and Tim Dillon and even Moldog. No. I look at it only as a parachute, meaning if everything goes to shit, I know I can at least pay my rent because these guys are supporting me. This is probably a bad idea. So anyway, Sagalow came in and we did like an hour. That's all we're going to do for Patreon. I was like, hey, dude, that was too good. Let's do another hour. I'll use one of the hours for Patreon and one of the hours for the fucking podcast. Brendan Sagalow has a podcast called... Ooh, see if I remember. He's a very funny comic in New York. Called... What's the Scenario? I believe it's What's the Scenario pod. So what's the scenario? It might be that. Hi, I'm Ari Shaffir, and I don't know how to fucking promote my guests. So the actual podcast name is Here's the Scenario. It's Here's the Scenario. So here's a scenario. Right, it's from that song. So here's the scenario. I think it's that. Brendan Sagalow is also going to Montreal Just for Laughs Unrepped. If you are a representative, an agent, or a manager looking for new talent, Brendan will be at this showcase. He will be crushing it in Montreal. He is a regular at the Comedy Cellar in Los Angeles. He's a regular at the Stand, at New York Comedy Club. He's very funny. He's just a very funny man. So do yourself a favor and go check him out and sign him, because he's going to be big and you can get in on the ground floor if you sign him. Him and Caitlin Palufo are the ones I know going. They were announced yesterday, so I don't know. Try to poach him ahead of time. But if you can't, go check him out in Montreal and go sign him to a fucking lucrative... Well, there's no contracts if you sign him to a fucking agency deal. But just, I don't know, go fucking help him out, man. He needs a rep. It's crazy he doesn't have one yet. So anyway, today's episode, we just started talking about chicks. And we just got fun. I don't know. We smoked pot in the middle of it. I've really got nothing to announce. Right? Whoop. Almost got hit by a car. It was ridiculous. I don't know. I'm going to call this episode either fucking Chicks Bro or Bitches Be Tripping. And because we're having fun and just being ridiculous, like Brendan and I did, I figure, that was a close one. Why not have a ridiculous opening with me on a city bike traveling around the streets of New York? It's dangerous, but I do it for you guys. I have this to promote. I think I'm going to be in Philadelphia in October and Portland in November, both at Heliums. Tickets are available at arishaffir.com. I think those are happening. Check out my website, arishaffir.com, or check out the Helium websites. They weren't up for some reason last time I checked, so I don't know. I think it's happening. But either way, check it out. And I also have a new series coming in, I guess, in a week, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks, in August. Two comics, two cigars. It's me. No, not always me. Sometimes me and one other comic, just two comics, having two cigars, and just talking. It's a fun new YouTube series. It's only on YouTube. Please subscribe now at youtube.com/2cigars. Whoop, whoop, whoop. So that's it, you guys. I say we start the episode. Don't forget, anybody going to Montreal who's looking to sign somebody, sign Brendan Sagalar. He's fucking funny, and you guys will do well to have him on your roster as you're coming up. He is a white dude, but he dresses gay, so maybe that'll help you. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 270, I don't know, 479? Something like that, about that, right? Chicks, bro. No, I did that one with Emma. Bitches be tripping. Oh, this lady's not going to be happy with me biking by her. Bitches be tripping with Brendan Sagalow. Starts now. What are we talking about? Well, welcome to the Patreon. Have you been on Patreon before here?
Yeah.
I feel like you have, right?
I think so. Like years ago, a couple years ago.
You were on the podcast twice, talking about how you can't get laid.
Yeah.
Friend zoned.
Yeah.
I did the intro from the Amazon jungle.
Of that one?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so. I was walking around this hotel in not Puyo. Damn, I forgot what the name of the city. It doesn't matter. Somewhere in the Amazon.
Should I be complimented that you remember that? Or like was...
I didn't think about it ahead of time.
Or are you like kind of autistically like just remember everything?
I don't. No. I pottily don't remember anything. pottily?
Yeah, so we talked about Friend Zone. We talked about edibles.
Edibles with Canon.
Yeah.
Puyo, Ecuador. I want to see where this is near because I know it was... It's another city. This shouldn't matter, but this does bother me that I can't remember it. Not the Kunga. Oh, not Tena. Mm. The hotel in Tena. I love how you're like,
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course.
You've never heard of it.
No, to be honest, I just blacked out while you were talking. Because I just started remembering all the messages I got after we did the Friend Zone one.
What message did you get?
I got a lot of people being like, you can do it, where it's like,
wow.
We're talking about, like, I don't have a problem. Even then, I didn't really have a problem. It's more like a problem with my relationship with women. That was kind of it. Like, I don't have a problem getting laid at that point. I think I was getting laid at that point too. But it's so it's like it's the difference of.
Oh wait. Go ahead.
Of like
that
people
was for the editing, yeah.
People like messaging me like you'll lose your virginity one day, you know, where it's like no, that wasn't really the point of the
not
podcast.
The issue at all.
People still reach out to me.
Did
about
you get
that.
Any chicks going like I'll fuck you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
I know, that was pretty cool.
Cute ones.
Yeah.
In your range, I should
yeah,
say.
Yeah, actually, like a couple of cute ones wow. that were like, hey, if you're ever in Seattle,
wow,
come on by and I'll show
I love
you.
That,
what
I love that reach out. Like, if you're ever in so and so and you're like, damn, I was there 3 months ago. I'm not going to be back for like about a year and a half.
I know, but also on the opposite end of that, where you're like, where I'm like, okay. And then I'll get booked in Seattle like 4 years later and I'm like,
hey,
you,
is that offer? Is that offer to fuck me still on the table? I know you said.
Yeah, and they're like, I have kids now.
They're like, well, fuck. My friend Kathleen, that one we were talking about before we started,
yeah.
The one with the rape joke, the rapey with the rape joke.
Is yeah,
he a rapey or raper? No, rapey.
Rapey.
Yeah. She goes,
posted once. I love it. Because just because we sexted 4 years ago doesn't mean I want to have sex with you today.
I still sexted think about once. That.
I know. Like, no, it's always on the table.
I went to the New York Film Academy when I was 18.
Yeah.
And I met this girl and nothing happened. But then after we were talking online and she was like, if I ever see you again, I'm going to give you a hand job. That's how young we were. She wow. was like, if I ever see you again, I'm going to give you a hand job.
Wow.
And I went, awesome. And that was over 10 years ago. And I and to this day, I'm like, if I ever run into her, I'm going to expect
that. What about that handy?
Yeah, dude.
That's why people with the Aziz things. Like, I gave nonverbal cues out that I wasn't interested. Like, no, you already had his dick in your mouth.
Yeah. What that, is that, nonverbal
that
cues?
Nonverbal cue will last for years. I know. That means you are interested.
Yeah. And also,
you have to say, hey, I know earlier I had your dick in my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm no longer interested in that.
Exactly.
And I know now that means one in one.
Yeah.
So I have to say it probably five more times.
Yeah. You need verbal cues.
Every time a girl's like, well, I'll go up to your hotel room with you, but I don't want to do anything. Because enough women have just said that and then fucked.
Yeah, it's like, what are we going to do up in my hotel?
Right, so it's like, you have to say like, hey, for real, I'm not going to. And also, I'm also just not going to go up to the hotel room.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's no amount of verbal no that'll overwhelm the fact that I'm there.
I mean, we're all good guys. If someone said to me, if I was like vibing with a girl and I was like, do you want to go up to my hotel room and, I don't know, admire the curtains, I guess?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, but I don't really want to do anything. I wouldn't make a move. And then she'd probably be like, why isn't he making a move? It's because you said you didn't want to do anything.
One time, maybe I talked about this, where I was in acting class and we're all out at a diner or something like that, you know, the whole crew. And she's like, you want to come back and do acting scenes or whatever? Or go to a diner. I think we were at a party.
Yeah.
Do you want to come back, go to a diner, go over, like, I don't know, whatever. She drove right by the diner she was going. I was following her. She drove right by the diner, and I was like, okay, where are we going? And then she just pulls up into like a residential LA neighborhood, and she just shows a spot. She goes, park there. I was like, okay. Hot girl, acting class, you know? Yeah. And then she's like, come on, this is my apartment. I was like, oh. Then we did this scene, this acting exercise where we talk like right in each other's face, like from a foot away for like a while. And then I lean in for the kiss, and she goes, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing.
And I'm like, what? She goes, well, why did you think? I'm like, well, because you drove past a diner that we were supposed to go to and took me to your room, and then you were a foot away from me.
Yeah, see.
If you don't go for it, 9 times out of 10, they're going to be like, I don't know what, I guess that guy wasn't interested.
Exactly, and you got to at least go for it.
You got to at least know, you put me in a position where I would, I'm like, oh shit, sorry.
I'll tell you
my
what.
My bad.
Exactly, I'll tell you what.
I can see why this seems like.
I'm so, or at least I was so, like, or even now, probably, if that happened, if we drove by the diner and I went, where are we going? And she was like, we're going to go up to my apartment. I would immediately go, are we going to have sex?
Are we going to have sex?
Yeah. Are we going to do something? Because if she goes, what? No. I'd be like, well, I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah. So well, then let me get out of here.
Can we go back to the diner?
It's such a power position, too, of once you've gotten laid enough times where if some girl's like, hey, you want to come out with me and my friends? We're all going to go out drinking after a show. You go, oh, no.
Yeah.
I'd rather just get diner food and go home by myself.
I have no
because this is not a sure thing.
Yeah.
If it is a sure thing, then it's like, okay. But we'll see. But a not sure thing has worked out to a no so many times that it's like, nah.
Well, in that situation, I don't think that they can go, yeah, I'm going to fuck you. You know, you have to kind of go like, all right, let's see where this
exactly.
Goes.
You got to be whatever. I did a month in Edinburgh. Have you ever been? You have never
no,
been?
No, no.
And I was not masturbating. I was in Ireland right before, I think.
Why?
I decided that I wasn't being social.
And you blamed it on masturbating?
Yeah. And I said it would get me out of my comfort zone if I was riled up a little.
Yeah.
So I remember there was some chick in Ireland, a fucking gross, haggy-looking Irish woman.
Okay.
It's a witch of some kind. And she threw it out there, and I was like, nah. And then I went home and masturbated. I'm like, this will be the last time. I was also going to live in a room with five guys.
Yeah.
DeRosa, Irisha.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Fuck, I forget everybody's name now.
You ever do this thing where someone like that is hitting on you and you're like, and then you jerk off. And then after you're like, you'd think about them, jerk off and go, now, how does this feel?
Right.
Like, what would it feel like if I was laying next to them right now after I came?
Yeah.
I do that all the time, and I'm like, oh, and it doesn't feel good.
Right.
I'm like, I wouldn't like this.
If you put yourself in that position.
Exactly. Yeah. I go, oh, I wouldn't like this. Thank God I just
jerked off.
Rogan
had a whole through line about it in one of his specials, jerk off first, then think about it.
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah, where it's like, I can go out with this girl, like, hold on, she's 16. Let me just jerk off and be like, oh, no, what am I doing? I was like, hey, 16, I can't do it.
Jay also had a thing about that, like full balls, empty balls kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I don't think women really respect that as much.
I don't think they do.
I don't think they get it. I don't think they think it's real.
This guy Finn Taylor said he's such a funny comic, and he does these Edinburgh hours, but they're really like all like they like South Park. They do every angle on a thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he had one called Whitey McWhiterson, just about white privilege and white whatever.
Yeah.
And they had another one called When Heresy Met Sally. The names for the Edinburgh hours are great. The names are great. There's this comic Joe Lycett. He had one that's called That's the Way, Joe Lycett.
Oh, that's funny.
Now That's Why, Carl Donnelly, Volume 4. there's so many. That's so funny. Anyway, when Harry Seaman Sally, he did every, and he goes, men are, and he talks about how women, you know, it's been annoying for too long.
Yeah.
Understatement. But he goes, men are the only gender that rapes ourselves. And goes, we will have sex if a woman pushes it when we don't want to.
Yeah.
And we enter into the situation. He goes, women, have you ever like hooked up with a guy and the next day he's like weird and just like kind of standoffish? She goes, yeah, you raped him.
Yeah.
He didn't want to have sex and you forced him to by offering it to him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny.
And so of course he feels weird. He was raped.
Yeah. I mean, I could also see the other side of that of like, hey, if you're not into it, don't do it. But
a guy's unable to say no. It's the same thing as well, you wouldn't say it to a 16-year-old, right? Because she's like, I want the approval of the elder.
Oh, yeah.
A guy can't say no if you're within 2 points of your acceptable range.
Yeah.
So if you'll fuck a six, if a four throws it out, you're like, fuck, okay.
Yeah, because guys want stories, too. You want to be able to, like, text somebody the next day and be like, you will not believe where I'm coming from.
Uh-huh.
What's her name's house? Blah, blah, blah.
No way.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, it wasn't great, but now I can say I fucked her.
Yeah.
Now she's on my thing, my wall in my head.
Uh-huh. My list. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's so inappropriate.
It's so inappropriate. I didn't know about showing pictures of naked women to your friends until I got to New York.
Oh, that's bad.
I had gotten pictures from women, but no one in L.A. ever showed them to anybody or were shown them.
Oh, yeah.
Here, it's just like, check it out. This girl. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Or girls I know from your friends.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I love it, too.
But what's also horrible about that is like when someone is like starting to see somebody, like they're not even dating or anything, they're just like they fucked like once or twice and he's like, dude, check this picture out, and then he ends up like
marrying him, so to speak.
There's a buddy I have.
Should smoke weed?
Do I smoke weed?
Should we smoke weed?
Yeah, let's smoke weed.
All right, keep talking, I'm listening. Hi, everybody. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast is brought to you by 3chi.com. That's number 3chi.com. Let's say you're sitting there and you're not fucked up and you're like, how can I get fucked up? Well, you can go to a gas station and say, hey, do you have any exhaust pipes I can huff? And they might say no, but they could sell you from 3chi.com. It's available everywhere. Or no, it's just 3chi there. But you can go online like a normal human, because who goes to gas stations? Actually, no, some people do. I guess I just live in New York and I never have to stop at gas stations. But let's say you're at a gas station, you see 3chi. It's Delta 8. It's Delta 8 THC products, everybody. Inhaled. They make gummies. That's the kind I like. They make smokables. They make vapes. They make tinctures and oils. It's all Delta 8 THC. It's like fake THC, but it's not like spice where it's going to get you fucking eating somebody's face. It's just gonna get you fucked up. It's cool. It comes in waves and it's kind of like halfway between. It's not CBD. They want me to tell you that, and I will attest to that. It ain't CBD. It does actually not help your back pain at all. It helps your brain pain. It helps you forget all your breakups and all your fucking troubles. It helps you forget that your fucking best friend from college is now dating your mom. Yeah. Who can help you with that? 3chi.com. And what can help you even more? It's 5% off your order if you use promo code Ari at checkout. 3chi.com. They're my favorite sponsor. Because they're drugs. And honestly, 3chi, well, I'll say in the next ad. Next week, I'll say an ad for you guys. And I have a suggestion that we should team up together for. But anyway, go get your 5% off your order by using promo code Ari at 3chi.com of all your favorite Delta 8 products. Let's get back to the episode.
there's a buddy that I have who during like a bipolar manic upswing, showed me showed me a picture of the girl he was seeing like topless, and now they're like living. Like that, like it's his chick, like probably gonna marry her kind of thing. And I'm like, dude, I saw your girl's tits, man.
It's so
like,
uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable. And he definitely knows that I know, and it's been years, but
he's hoping it's just gone.
Yeah, that I just forgot about it.
But you didn't forget about it.
No, it's still on my phone. Oh my God. Never goes away. You know, that's
it's on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, he sent it to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
He sent it to me.
Yeah, why could you delete it?
I know. And then he's like, it's, and she's
he'd have
fucking,
to bring it up like, hey, man.
Yeah.
So we need to talk. I sent you this picture.
And I would 100% go, you're right. I should have deleted this before. I shouldn't have this on my phone. I'm going
to
delete it now.
I shouldn't be jerking off to it once every 9 days.
Yeah, 100%.
Hey, I decided instead of giving you all the money at once, every 12 minutes, I'm going to give you $50.
That kind of makes me feel like a prostitute a little bit.
Good. You did a nice 12 minutes there, buddy.
But, yeah, I didn't know that, that if you send... like if you have pictures of your ex-girlfriend on your phone still, they consider that like really kind of inappropriate. And there was a whole thing on Twitter or whatever that's like,
oh, on Twitter, there was some negative shit.
there was, dude, I'm like working my algorithm. You take it. You do it. I'm like working my algorithm on Twitter to just have like hilarious 14-year-old black kids. Twitter
accounts.
You're
working your algorithm now?
I'm liking every... Yeah, because I don't want to fucking deal with the normal Twitter shit. But there was like a thing where it was like, men, if you have a picture of your ex-girlfriend's naked body still on your phone, that's kind of rape in a way.
I think it was... Who was it? Fuck, I forgot his name. He's a writer now. Fuck, I forgot
his name. Greg Daniels.
No, yeah. I think he worked for South Park for a while, but anyway, he had this great joke. He goes, when someone takes your laundry out in the building you're in, takes your laundry out, your wet laundry, and puts it on that table, that is the gentlest form of rape.
Yeah, you really do feel that.
It's a violation.
It is a violation.
Damn it, somebody touched my shit.
My underwear.
Did he fall? I don't know.
Even wait. No patience on this guy. Ugh.
Wait, what were we talking about? What a fucking terrible ad for weed that we just did.
Where we smoked and now we're like, what?
Like, it hasn't even gone in our brains yet. We're like, I don't know. The pictures. But
yeah.
So now the problem is, every 12-year-old has naked pictures of themselves that they send
it's
around.
Fucking weird, dude.
So every, or 14, let's say, probably 12.
Yeah.
So every 14-year-old also has child porn.
Yeah.
And they'll be prosecuted.
Eventually,
for
you hit 18 and then you have it.
Yeah.
When
or you can just have it when you're under. I don't know.
When I was like,
I never got rid of all the pictures, the naked pictures I have. Also, those girls never age. Some of those pictures are fucking literally a decade or more old.
Yeah. And what, do they die or something?
No, but they're like you said, like mother of three now.
Yeah.
They're like 46. And it's like that picture was taken at 31. So that 31-year-old still lives on my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that somebody told me, I think you fucked my mom. Somebody online. And I was like, yeah, maybe.
That's crazy.
I mean, I've been fucking.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. That's like, that's something they really don't tell you when you're like getting older.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, maybe if let's say you were a 5 or 6-year-old, I could have fucked your mom then.
Yeah.
Or two, she had you after, I don't know, when. I mean, I've been fucking for a while.
I, when I was, this was like last summer, I got this, I was single and I got this, DM from a girl.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, she was just reaching out. She's like, oh, I heard you on blah, blah, blah's podcast. And you can always tell like, who's going to want to fuck you from what podcast. Like, you know, I'm surprised that anybody from your podcast was like, if you're ever in fucking Ronkonkoma, but
Guys We Fuck podcast,
definitely.
Like, I'll get somewhere. Be like,
Hannah
hey.
Burner's podcast. If I do, and women reach out, it's usually that. And she goes, she was like, hey, do you want to go camping or something sometime? You know. And I went, no, because I hate camping. So I went, no, but if you want to come over, then I'm down to, like, whatever. And you know when you're single where it's like.
I'll just throw it out.
I'm just throwing it out. Yeah. Like, anytime I'm single.
You can say no to my offer.
Exactly.
I know it's not a good offer. This is how they say, by the way, in Hollywood. Yeah. And I've made this mistake. This is how you're supposed to turn down a project they're offering you. Ask for an exorbitant amount of money.
Oh, and they'll know.
Yeah,
they'll
turned
be
this
like,
TBS show down because they made it so they changed it. They made it all corny around me. So I'm like, hey guys, I don't want to do this anymore. And they're like, what do you mean? It's sold. I'm like, I no longer want to do the project that you're putting on my table. And people got mad at me, and like everyone who was in, not just the producer who like changed it underneath me, but the other people involved, like, hey, what the fuck, man?
Yeah,
it's unprofessional. I'm like, nah, I'm not gonna do some corny show.
It's not gonna happen. Yeah. So you're also insulting.
You should have protected
their...
me. You should have protected me and not changed it when I've told you 50 times.
Yeah.
But anyway, I should have said, okay. I want $100,000 an episode.
Yeah, yeah.
So that it's not just like, you just quit?
Yeah. So there isn't a disrespect of like, oh, he's just leaving us high and dry.
Yeah.
There's kind of a mutual like, well, he knows we can't pay that. So we'll say, well, we're not going to give you that. So they feel a little bit more
in control. That's my role. Yeah, exactly. Instead of what the reality is, like, I don't want to work with any of you.
And when I'm single, I do that. That's what I do.
So like, they're like, hey, it's okay. I'll just go home alone.
Exactly. A woman hit me up and she was like, hey, do you want to go out sometime? And I was like, I was so in the mood of like, I was like, sure, but I'll let you know. I'm really not looking to like be in a relationship right now. I kind of just want to have fun. And she was like, oh, okay, well, that's not really what I'm into. And then we just stopped talking. And I was like, okay,
great. good negotiation.
Great.
Everything's on the table.
But there was this other
I'm looking for a used car. I was like, well, all you have is new. It's like, oh, I'm just looking for a used car.
I'll go to another lot.
Yeah.
but there was another girl.
Cheap new cars. Like, nah.
Who the girl from the camping girl said, do you want to go camping? I said, no, but you can come over. And she said, she went, okay, I'll come over this weekend. And I was like, well, all right. And then I asked her, I'm like, where are you coming from? And she said that she was coming from like 2 hours upstate. And I had a kind of a mental breakdown. I was like, oh God, this is weird. I told you about this?
Yeah. And you're like, it's too far to go for this.
Yeah.
Also, then you're going to definitely stay.
Yeah. Well, I don't care if she stays over, but did I tell you this?
What?
So we have sex.
She did come.
She did come over. We had sex. I went, fuck it. Let's just do it. Stop having a fucking mental breakdown.
It's her decision.
She's
an adult.
Exactly. She's super hot. It's her decision. Yeah. It's fucking weird. She wants to drive 2 hours to fuck me.
I assume she's dumb or like.
Exactly. Yeah.
On the Down syndrome spectrum.
She comes over. We fuck. I, like a moron, do not use a rubber. And. and even more of a moron.
And it's like, no, she seems like the type that's safe. It's like, no, dude, this is exactly who you should wear it for.
Exactly. And not only that, but I didn't pull out.
No.
Yeah, so stupid. I was just like, I think I was just like in a bad place. So I was like, fuck
her
it,
pussy.
You know? And then, so months go by, months and months and months go by. And she's not like posting. I'm following her on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, out of, you know, niceties. And out of nowhere, she posts that she's pregnant. And there's no father. There's no father in the pictures. She's like, big news, everyone. And it's like pictures that's like, obviously you should be standing with another man in these pictures.
How long after?
Buddy, I did the math. So fucking quick. It was 11 months. 11 months.
Okay.
So long enough where it's like, because if it was like on the later side of, or on the earlier side of 10, I would have been like,
yeah.
And who knows? I mean, even still, like this kid could turn like 14 and then she could be like, hey, by the way, this is yours.
But also,
it'd be a problem.
But also, that means that she would, if she had gotten knocked up, if your sperm wasn't worthless from marijuana. then that was your life. You would have a son, I assume.
It would have ruined me completely.
That's why I got a vasectomy, for that situation.
I
would love to say I'm not going to blast loads inside skanks. It's just not been the history. No, so I was like, I got to take care of this.
Well, I'm stupid. I mean, this is one of those learning experiences that if you believe in a God, which I don't, but if you believed in some sort of higher being, just pumping me full, being nice and pumping me full of this anxiety of being like, oh my God, doing the math several times. I like double counted several times. I looked at the exact night that she came over and then the exact night that she like had the baby. And I still look at this bit, like I still follow her online and I'm looking at this baby and I'm like, is that my nose? You know, I'm like, I'm examining this baby for, cause it's got blue eyes and shit. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. And it's a little white baby. I mean, she's white, obviously, but it's not off. I don't know why that's obvious, but she's white. So the baby's white and it kind of looks like me.
Chubby face, like
chubby face, little kind of bunny nose, enough where I could go, this does look like me and another person. So that's always kind of in the back of my head, like just choking me, dude. So irresponsible.
Dude, I had a chick in Indianapolis tell me, like, she was like, oh, I can't get pregnant. I was like, oh, great. And then, like, a couple of years later, whatever, it's like, here I am, you know, pregnant or have a kid. I'm like, wait, you said you couldn't get pregnant to me. And no response. And it was like, all right.
That's kind of rape.
It's crazy.
That's kind of her.
Yeah, it's like saying
you.
Taking a condom off without telling
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
Or I'm not my twin brother.
Yeah. I even said to her, like, this girl, I went like, hey, is it cool if I, you know, bust inside of you? And she was like, yeah, it's fine. I'm on the pill, whatever, blah, blah, blah. She couldn't have not been on the pill at all.
Yeah. All you want is that verbal okay. And then you're like, fair enough. This chick I just met who's trying to like make sure I don't feel weird.
And
I was what I want to hear. Okay.
I was, you know, battling for like a couple of weeks of like reaching out to her and being like, is that my fucking kid?
Wow.
But on the other end of that, there's a part of me going, don't fucking do that, dude, because you don't want
you don't
her.
Want to invite her back into your life.
Exactly.
And what if it is? Better she doesn't tell you for like 16, 18
exactly,
years.
Exactly, dude. I mean, I get the best part of the kid.
What if a chick told you now, hey, you have a son. I can prove it's yours, whatever. It is. It is.
Okay,
it's yours.
It's my kid. We did a DNA test.
He turns 18 next week. How would you handle it?
Well, that would mean that when I was, how old am I, 31? Would that be 22 or whatever?
No.
I'm doing the math. Really.
You're 31 now?
I'm 31 now.
No, 18.
18.
You'd be 13.
Oh.
So that won't
So
that
it
won't
wouldn't
work.
But, okay, let's just say in a world
where
I'm 13 years old and I'm busting loads in
skates. All right. So anyway, somebody said, hey.
It's mine. Yeah. The kid's 18 tomorrow.
Yeah.
I would have no fucking idea what to do. I would call my parents immediately. I would go, hey, I got a big problem.
You tell your parents about that?
You'd have to. I'm fortunate enough where my...
They'd help you figure that out? You wouldn't be embarrassed?
Of course I'd be embarrassed. I'm embarrassed when I have to ask them for fucking rent money.
Yeah.
Of course I'm embarrassed, you know, but I would be like, what am I going to do? I'm going to have a kid and then...
But
go
18.
Visit. Go, what am I going to hide that from my? How am I going to hide this
Here's
from my
what
parents?
I would do. Here's what I would do.
Yeah,
I'm not going to take care of it. I will have no part in this kid's life. And legally, it's 18.
You
so
don't feel bad about that?
I might feel bad for a quarter second.
Yeah,
but I'm like, I never knew about this kid. That's not what makes an actual father. I'm smart enough to understand that. Yeah, biologically, I don't want to be part of its life.
Oh my God.
I would have legally had to have been if you told me when you were fucking one.
Yeah.
But now that it's not, it's like, great, that's the end of the story.
Yeah.
If it knows who his dad is, that's up to you. I prefer you not even tell him who the fuck I am.
Smart.
I don't
that's
want some
smart.
Fucking random. That kid is unassociated with me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just and sperm alone.
Yeah, I'm not, don't add that cancer to my life.
No way.
That kid's fucked up.
Fuck
you should have told him when you had the
with
baby.
His dumb fuck mom, I'm sure he turned out great.
Yeah,
a fucking pothead dad and a dumb fuck leader for a father, for a mom. Oh, no way. Oh, you just raised a fucking kid on your own? You fucking dumb fuck. No way you're going to be a good mom. Never tried to get the guy involved.
Yeah, that's stupid.
You're
that's
a dumb
stupid.
Fuck.
Get the kid, get the
didn't
guy
even
involved
say,
immediately.
Oh, well, he wanted to walk out. No, didn't even give him the chance, which I'm glad. Thank you.
Yeah,
because
I would.
Dumb fuck.
Because I
no
would walk out.
No way that kid turns out good. Yeah, I would have walked out.
Would have walked out. We're so...
I would have maybe gone to another country and like restarted.
Ugh. Man, well, another country, not even another state. Just... Would you change your name?
Yeah. Restart.
Just new fucking
Restart.
Person.
I wonder if I could try like stand up in Cambodia.
Under a different name?
Yeah.
Well, we're so like all these movies and television shows, they're really just pushing this agenda on us to be like there for the kid. So it's like when they're 18, it's like, I got to be the father that this kid never had. And it's like, why? No, I'll probably make it worse.
Yeah. Why are you so good? Why do you think you'd be good at it?
Yeah.
With no training, every person I know that gets it when they're single and then when they're like, no, I want to raise a child. Like, why? You've studied zero of this.
I don't know. Maybe someone to take care of you when you're older.
So here's the actual stats I've seen.
Okay.
The studies I've seen that parents versus non-parents are less, provably less happy. Now, any parent who hears that gets mad.
Okay.
They feel a level of fulfillment that's higher, but happiness itself goes down. You can't be like, I'm happier. You're not.
Yeah.
Studies are everybody's less happy.
You're lying.
It also breaks you down at a physiological level, at a cellular level. But we're not talking about that. It makes you less happy, but parents still say they would do it again. Because it could be because happiness is not the main decider of what of your life. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's whatever. The reasons they say for why they would definitely do it have changed over the years, but have stayed at the same rate. It used to be so someone could take care of the farm. That's just how it does.
Yeah, yeah.
Then with the industrial society, people don't take care of farms anymore. They don't have their kids take over their business. That happens very rarely.
Yeah.
But they still say, no, it fills me with joy or something or fulfillment. Whatever it is, they're making up a reason why they would still do it.
Yeah.
That reason's changed. Doesn't matter. They're like, well, I'm going to say I would do it because – you're fucking brainwashed.
Yeah, the real reason is that you know this internal clock that's happening in your pussies and balls, and you're going, I can't. If I hit a certain age, this kid's gonna come out all fucked up.
We can't
even have a kid. So there's like the rush of like, I don't know if I want one, but the time is going down. So I have to. We gotta do this.
We gotta do it. Yeah, it's like that's not how you can negotiate.
Yeah.
That's how Jay got his dumb fucking apartment in the middle of nowhere. His first one he looked at, and the guy's like, well, it might go fast. Half the building's empty still.
Exactly.
And he goes, eh, it's the first one he looked at. I'm like, are you nuts?
Exactly. That's how people move in New York. You go, oh, my landlord's throwing me out. And then your boyfriend or girlfriend goes, okay, well, move in with me. Or my lease is at the end of the month.
You should have thought of this beforehand. Yeah. Like, if anything happens, am I ready to move in with this girl? If anything happens, am I ready to have a kid?
Yeah.
Don't wait till your hormones are all fucking wonky. You're fearful of living on the street.
I mean,
dumb idiots.
Well, what are the good things about having a kid?
Okay. There's happiness in some levels.
When I picture having like a kid, I'm picturing a daughter. Picturing having a daughter.
Yeah.
And like holding her hand and her being all cute and having little pigtails and asking me things and me being able to answer. And that seems fun.
That's in that moment.
In that moment.
What about when diarrhea? Anytime
literally,
diarrhea.
Literally, I don't think of anything else.
What about
any other moment?
Sent home from school? What about if she turns into like...
Has a knife?
Yeah, a bad kid.
Turns out to be a
bad
kid.
Hey, we caught your daughter smoke. Your 12-year-old daughter smoking in school.
Yeah.
And she was like giving it to like 10-year-olds.
And what do?
Fuck, that's not what you're picturing.
No.
They only tell you like, oh no, my daughter got honors. It made me so happy. It's like, what about the rest of it?
Somebody, when I'm older, them talking to me like I'm a baby. You know what I mean? Being like, hey dad, how's it going?
I think you're an idiot. Fuck off. You know, I see through you, dumb cunt.
I taught you everything you know.
Yeah, exactly. you don't think I know this move?
But what about... I don't know. It does seem kind of nice to have a kid.
In those moments.
In the moments.
But also like, hey, no more travel. No more fucking fun.
No more travel.
Yeah.
No more fun.
By the way, you're not hanging out at the New York Comedy Club yesterday talking to me for 30 minutes.
No, like, I have to go home. Oh.
That is less fun.
There is, I mean, the only dad that I see that's like kind of doing it like... not effortlessly, but like just kind of fits and hangs out and is able to do all that shit is Cannon. But every single other person I know who has a baby.
Exception that proves a rule.
Exactly.
He probably makes efforts to go do that.
Yeah. He makes efforts to have other relationships.
I've had people turn me down for going on the road. You know, whatever. I pay pretty well because like I can't, man. It's 2 weeks out. I can't deal with the kid right now.
Yeah. Or even on the other end of that where it's like I have to take a gig that's paying me $10.
Right.
Because $10 will get this kid
Big
eight
Jay
chicken nuggets.
There was, you know, those free festivals, free comedy festivals?
No.
They don't pay you. You know, the like Bridgetown was like that.
Yeah.
They don't pay you. They put you up.
It's like exposure kind of thing.
It's just like a fun one. And then they give you like lots of free meals and like the Bridgetown was like all the paps you can drink, all the voodoo donuts you could eat.
Yeah.
And then Fun Times. You've never done one of those festivals?
No. Actually, I have. I've done like, I mean, they pay. I see what you're saying.
Not even enough for
it's
a hotel.
It's basically free. You're kind of breaking even just going.
You make friends.
Yeah.
You do whatever.
Yeah. Red Clay is like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Really, every festival is like that.
Yeah. Montreal's not. Moon Tower's not. Skankfest, I guess, is not.
Skankfest is not. They
pay.
They pay.
Yeah. So it's like those. But wait, why was I talking about that one?
So Jay...
The Maui Comedy Festival. They flew us all out to
Hawaii. That's awesome.
And they took care of us. They fucking got us fucking snorkeling stuff. Oh no, it was what's the one where that guy from Van Sammy Hagar has a place? Cabo. The Cabo Festival.
Wow.
Same, but different. Yeah. You know?
Palm trees, beaches.
Yeah, it's some exotic place. And Jay couldn't go because he had to do his in town spots to pay for his fucking daughter's dumb eyelash surgery or whatever.
Dude, that sucks ass.
Yeah.
And even if you can go, there's probably, as a parent, you're probably going, you know, what the, man, what am I doing? You know, like, I got to be home for my kid. And
Because they're like, I'm gone all the time. It's like, right, you're having a good time.
Exactly.
Like Stefano does. Like, I've missed all her fucking swim meets. Why do you care? Why'd you enter into a position where swim meets are fucking important to you?
Yeah, you're playing fucking theaters.
Yeah, you're
paying. That should be the fun. Bring her to the theaters.
Yeah, go to a restaurant afterwards. Go get a steak,
dude.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Your kid sucks.
Yeah,
all your kids suck.
I went,
all of them.
When we went on the Calta cruise and.
You went on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That's cool.
You know, we bought Klonopin and the rest was history, dude, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're paying me again.
Klonopin money. That's $50 for you, bud.
God damn. It does feel good.
Imagine they interrupting you on stage.
That really is how it should be. Every couple of minutes, you just go, here you go, buddy.
Yeah. If you got $100 for a 20 minute set in New York in a weekend.
Yeah.
To just give you 20 every 5 minutes. It would be great.
While you're on stage.
Every 4 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. But while we were doing the Calta cruise, and that went to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And it was beautiful, and the water is beautiful. And, you know, the whole trip was just paradise. And Cannon had a great time, but I could also tell he was like, oh my God, should I feel bad about being here? Because my kid is over there and I'm here like in with my boys.
That's such a terrible
with my
place
boys
to
at the beach.
Having a clearly good time.
Yeah.
Having a no problem at all with this good time.
Having to tell yourself this, I'm worth this. This is good. Don't hate yourself for that. That's where
I had
kid
a girlfriend once and I had just broken up with another girl who was like kind of like self absorbed, just an actress. Mm. Anyway, she made me feel bad about going to play poker and losing money.
Made you feel bad about it?
Yeah, she's like, why aren't you spending that on me? Like that kind of thing. And I was too young to know how to be like, whatever.
I hate that.
Ugh, it sucks. So then my next chick, I was like, hey, she had a day job. And so I was like, hey, I'm going to go out after, I'm going to go to my friend John's house after my spots. I'm not going to be back. You know, which that wasn't a problem. I was like, we're going to watch like Simpsons or something.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, okay. And then I like immediately called her back. I was like, oh, hey, I'm actually going to the casino. I don't know why I lied. She goes, oh, also okay.
Yeah.
And then she was like, why would you lie, though?
Yeah.
Like,
dude.
All right, I go to sleep at 10. You're just saying you're not going to be home at 10. You rarely are anyway. So fine. Who cares? I'm like, I'm scarred from the other one.
I'm scarred. And I noticed that a lot. I'm scarred from my last girlfriend because she was always giving me shit. She wasn't a comic. So she was always giving me shit about being out and doing what I got to do.
You got
to. And now I don't find myself lying. But I'm like,
but you feel bad
when I'm texting, like if she's like, hey, I miss you. Where are you going to be at tonight? And I just kind of want to hang out at the Cellar or whatever. I'm like, oh, you know, I miss you, too. But I really I kind of want to hang out. And it's like it's you forget about that because the best part of a relationship is the first couple of months when you're like, I'll fucking take you or leave you. And you know what I mean? Like, I'll hang out wherever I want. You don't give a shit.
I saw I'll do that.
Oh, okay. Little notebook.
Yeah. I saw...
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. At Louis' premiere, and he was like texting with clearly... I'm looking over his shoulder, you know?
Yeah.
And, he's like, yeah, I wish you were here. I miss you. I wish you were here. And I'm just like, he looked up. He's like, well, I'm like, you don't wish he was here. You're with me and Soder. Yeah. Veed her. No way. You know what she was saying.
You gotta say that.
She would
stuff.
Ruin the. You have to sit away from us.
She would. She wouldn't. She wouldn't ruin it. But she. It
she would
be
change
like,
it irrevocably.
Yeah. You'd be like, okay, this is now a date with my
you're
girlfriend.
Like, hey, can, dude, can you switch with Soder so it can be all comics in a row? Yeah. Then your dumb fucking side piece.
Yeah, that's kind of the cool thing about dating a comic. You know, because you guys can. There is still a little bit of that where yeah. you have to be
yeah,
like shoulder and shoulder.
Around, like eh, she's fine.
Exactly,
she's
but there's
anyway,
some stuff
even
like
if you weren't here. Yeah.
Yeah, like my girl's going to Skankfest. We're both going to Skankfest. And if it was like a girl who wasn't a comic, I'd be like, fuck,
no
dude.
Way. You can't go.
You can't
go.
What am I going
to
do? I'm going to have
to
fucking.
I had to show one girl once, that one that was like, do whatever you want. Yeah. She was like, why don't you take me to the comedy store? Why don't you take me to the comedy store? And eventually it's like, oh, I'll show you why. And then I've done it with every girlfriend. I take him out to a comedy club. She, after two or three times, she goes, this is boring. You guys just talk about stand-ups.
Yeah.
Just shit on each other. Yeah. Just like make fun of other stand-ups who aren't even here. You do this every time. It's the same conversations. And I'm like, do you get it now?
Yeah.
That you shouldn't be here. You will not enjoy it. The reason I'm not taking you is not to exclude you. It's because it's not for you.
I know. I'm the fool who's like, you should come. Like, ugh, that'll be fun. Blech. And
you
then,
better not sit with the other comics with your dumb fucking growth that's on you. Go sit away.
Yeah.
Go sit away.
And like every once in a while, I'll give it a little kiss. And then everybody else is like, what is happening?
What are you doing,
gross,
dude? It's embarrassing.
Gross. Yeah. So at least with a comic, she'll know people there and. I'll be like, all
right,
I'm going to go to, I'm
right,
just
going
to run around.
You're good?
You run around and we'll meet up.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's
that's like a
good.
Music festival. You don't have to like be with, it's like, well, I'm going to see this band. See this. See ya.
Yeah, kind of.
Unless you're clingy.
Yeah. I guess when I mean, when I was like 20 or whatever, I went to a Warped Tour or maybe 19. I went to Warped Tour with the girl I lost my virginity to at like 18. And I was like, this is going to be awesome. We're going to like, I wanted to be the one that's like on her shoulder and everything. And the minute we get there, she just fucking pops some ecstasy and just pew, goes out into the crowd. Just leaves. We both pop ecstasy and she fucking leaves. And I was like, all right. You know, she was one of those girls too that made you feel insecure because she'd like flirt with other guys around you. So I'm like, oh, great.
Bitch.
Now she's going to get fucked. Yeah, bitch. She's going to go out and get fingered. To less than Jake.
I love when you get older now. You're like, she's like, well, I wasn't going to do anything. It's like, yeah, but why were you flirting in front
yeah,
of me?
Yeah, what's the point of this?
Oh, now I'm older, I get it. Don't do that.
Yeah, bad. Yeah. This is bad. I'm still bad with that. Like, I'll stick around with somebody even though I know it's like.
When I'm flirting with a chick at a bar and she like will flirt with somebody else, I'm just like, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm not interested in getting some cockfight with somebody.
Done.
Just like, whatever the game is, I don't care. I'm just not interested.
Hate it. Hate it.
I've done it early where it's like two of us will be trying, and it's like we're both trying to. It's like,
no,
this
ew,
sucks.
That is so gross. It also makes you feel bad.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, well, then this will never even blossom. We can't even have. If I really like you, I'm just going to be like all the whole time being like, ah, she almost fucked that other guy.
Yeah. Although that kind of girl fucks good.
Yeah. Yeah. They really do.
They're the best at fucking.
These psychos.
God damn. Why are they so good at fucking?
I don't know. Because they have pride in it.
Yeah. It's almost irresponsible to take that right away from them. To say, I'd like to couple you up. It's like,
no.
Who the fuck are you, dude? This is for the people.
Oh, I don't couple up too fast. I'm like a 3-4 monther.
I'm saying even 3-4 months. If it's one of those chicks that would just fuck randomly in bathrooms.
That's true.
It's not. It's like picking flowers, public flowers. Like, those aren't for you. Those are for the community.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like being in a band with someone like. Who's like Jimi Hendrix and everybody else sucks and he's sticking around. You just want to be like, dude,
just get out of here. Johnny Depp on 21 Jump Street.
Is that what that was?
By season two, he was like, guys, I'm a giant movie star now.
Yeah.
I signed this deal right when it was like, if this one movie doesn't go, I guess I could be back in TV. Maybe I'll take it. But he was already like, maybe I should turn it down.
Yeah.
And then it blew up, but he blew up.
Yeah.
And then right away, I was like,
Elm Street, right?
21 Jump Street. Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
he did Elm Street.
Yep,
and then,
he did Elm Street. He did Platoon.
Oh, wow.
And he was just like a movie star. Crybaby was right around there. And then it was like, guys. And they're like, come on, man. Don't rock the boat. We're in a sitcom. We're not a sitcom, but a network, you know, prime time show.
Yeah. Well,
and he goes, right, that's small beans for me now.
Exactly. And what they were really saying was like, please. We're nothing without you.
We're nothing without him.
We're not gonna survive without you, dude. Please, just do more. Two more seasons. Let's wrap this up in three seasons.
He did a season of I'll Be There Rarely. You could film all my scenes for like three episodes in like one day.
Yeah,
and I'm not gonna be part of storylines. I will see you out for this new guy to have like a a big role.
Is that what they did? They added a new lead.
Yeah, what was
guy?
His name?
I don't know. John Wall. I didn't watch it.
Oh, replacement for Giant. It doesn't matter. I should know this. I don't have to look it up.
Should you know? You should know this?
I should know it because I did a podcast about 21 Jump Street over the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, with Dan and Jay, right?
Dan and Jay, the worst marketed podcast of all time.
I saw it all the time.
Yeah, but we didn't have any pictures of us doing it. It would just be these artsy, like, that's people like, I don't know what this is. I have no interest.
Did you do video of it?
Yeah. Yeah, we kept getting taken down, so we had to move to Patreon, and then it just, like, died after that.
Oh, you got taken down because you're watching the episode?
Yeah, but we're like, I mean, we're showing it, but we're commenting on it, and they're like, blocked. I'm like, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
It just got so annoying for us that we're like, oh, we can exist on Patreon for $1, and then
made no money.
But still, it's like, it's 10% of your audience now, we'll go over, and you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Not that it made no money, it was just like, no one's listening anymore.
It's so much work to why do we have to film this? Why don't we just all watch 21 Jump Street, I guess.
Yeah. And then the pandemic got lessened up. So it was like, oh, we're not locked in anymore.
No, no.
So what are we doing?
Thank God.
What's your podcast?
Here's the Scenario on free and also on Patreon.
Yeah.
Where we release like blogs and stuff.
I might go to your live show on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Come by.
Wait. There was something I was going to talk about.
That's tomorrow.
What's Klonopin like?
You've never had Klonopin?
I don't think so.
It's very relaxing. And the one in Mexico, though, like, really fucked me up. Where me and Cannon took them, like, just took one.
Yeah.
And we were like, obviously, Feeney wasn't. He was like, I'm good with just booze. And we're like, pussy, you know. And, we're also both not drinking. Which which I'm like, why? I'm taking Klonopin. I'm like, why am I not drinking? You know, but to be fair, Klonopin doesn't make me like black out or anything. But
it
does.
And drink? It's supposed to max it with drinking.
Yeah,
right?
You should. If you want to have fun, you drink while taking pills, obviously, especially Klonopin or Xanax. But it made
I've done that.
It made me very cloudy. I was very pilled out, you know?
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, it's a great
you're just
feeling.
Like floating. You're just like,
yeah, you are just floating.
Yeah, you it's really awesome. Forget all the troubles and just
kind of
like.
It's kind of better than drinking pills. Because you're like, I'm kind of like, well, I feel normal, but I feel good. Like, I feel like someone's blowing on my blood, you know? Like, going like to my arm.
Wow. Yeah, pills are good. And also, you don't have to keep re-upping like alcohol. You're going to keep going up to the bar and riding this wave.
I mean, you can. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can get addicted real fast.
Addicted, but I'm saying you take a pill, it's like, I'm good for a few hours.
Yeah.
Right? Or no?
Do you just keep popping them? Well, if you take a Klonopin and you're new at it, then yeah, it'll last you all night. But, you know, then you can get a huge tolerance to it. Yeah. You're taking like seven a night. Like they said,
so you are taking a bunch.
When Eminem was at like his peak drug use, he was taking like 14 Klonopins a night.
Eminem did a bunch of pills.
He almost died.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. He was taking tons of Klonopin and like,
when was this? What stage?
This was 2008.
Oh,
I think
way the, after the, no, well, no, not no, way no. after.
So he Hype. Released the Eminem show, and then after
what year was that? Like 2002?
That was 2002. Yeah, 2002, 2003.
Okay.
And then after that, he started taking a ton of pills and like released Encore and Relapse. And right before Relapse, he passed out. He took he was taking tons of Klonopin a day.
Whoa.
Just to get through the day.
When was 8 Mile? Before this? After this?
8 Mile was before this.
Okay.
So that was like 2003. So in like the span of 2000 to 2003,
Damn,
he put out
up.
Three albums.
How were
movie.
They?
The albums?
Yeah.
Amazing. And then he got addicted to drugs.
And then he got addicted.
And then it got bad. It wasn't like, I mean, there's a whole fan base that's like, we love that era.
The Klonopin era.
What
did he put out on that?
He put out Encore and he put out Relapse.
On Klonopin.
Yeah, basically. He, like, doesn't remember recording a lot of songs.
Damn.
He said when he was recording Lose Yourself, there's a whole different song. Like, there's a whole three verses that he does not remember recording, doesn't remember doing. It doesn't sound anything like the song. And then he fucking, he was taking so many Klonopins and, like, pills and mixing a bunch of pills that he just passed. He was in his bathroom and he just fucking hit the floor. And they said he was 2 hours away from dying. If he didn't get to the hospital in
somebody
time,
find him?
Yeah.
I would imagine his daughters. Let me ask you a question. Whenever they're saying, like, oh, he doesn't remember recording it, it implies, like, when those things happen on any drug, it implies that whatever they were doing was terrible. But couldn't it be, is it possible that shit is good? It's just like, he just doesn't remember it. But
yeah,
doesn't mean
of
it
course.
Wasn't like, there's it wasn't a like whole, on fire.
I mean, there's tons of bands that are like that. There's tons of music that comes out when they that they make when they're fucked up on drugs.
It's like, I have no memory of that. It's like, well, it's brilliant.
It's amazing. So please keep taking it. Yeah, there's tons of people that do that, you know. Yeah, but Klonopin is very much like you don't remember. Like, I took it and I don't really. It's not that I don't. I'm not like I didn't like. You know when you drink and you like wake up somewhere and you're like, oh, I can't. I don't really like when you black out. It's not like that. It was like I can remember pretty much everything. But if you ask me anything really specific, I have no idea. And it affected me like
you have no idea memory or.
Yeah, I was like, I don't. I wouldn't remember what we did that night, but I remember being on a boat and I remember walking around and I remember, you know, whatever. But then the next day we flew back home and this is how much that shit was in my bloodstream. And there must be something about it being from Mexico, but it was so much like I was so fucked for the rest of the trip that we landed in New York. I did Legion of Skanks and I don't remember doing it.
When was this?
This was a couple of months ago. This was not July because we're in July.
Was I there then? No.
No, you weren't there. It was.
That's so funny. You don't remember doing it.
I don't remember doing it. I actually listened to the episode recently. I killed.
Really?
I was like zipping, zapping.
So, sober, you're saying that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I came in like.
Damn.
I came in. I was wearing like a hat. I was all sunburned. My eyes were glazed over. I was just not giving a fuck. That's what pills really do.
Damn.
They really don't make you give a shit.
I knew an actress comic who said she took beta blockers before auditions because I'm good. So you because keep smoking. But because she wouldn't be nervous.
Oh, I know a ton of people that do that.
Wow. Because the only thing that holds you back. You already know the lines. Just like don't be nervous.
Yeah. It gets rid of your anxiety.
For a showcase? How good would that be?
Such a tricky game, though, because you don't want to be somebody that like needs something. Don't you want to be able to just do it?
Yeah, but.
Have control over your own body and mind.
I know, but also, like, what if somebody's like, hey, let's do a meditation before the fucking Super Bowl? Would you be like, no, I'll do it my own?
Well, I think that's different because I don't need to pay for a meditation.
Right.
I don't need somebody with a big bottle of meditation pills you know, that if I don't have, I'm fucked.
I'm just saying, like, sometimes those things are good.
Yeah, of course. I mean, dude, if
it's
you
like,
had,
don't you want to do it on your own? But, like, why, though? Why
if,
even?
If honestly,
use a tea.
Honestly, I might want to find one. I have no idea. I've never taken one before. I want two.
One what?
I want because I a beta blocker.
A beta. Oh right. Yeah, I
want
to try it.
I want two. I want to because I do have a big set coming up, and I want to take it.
Oh, before way before.
Before it,
yeah,
just
yeah.
So I can
you're
know
not like,
like
what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Because, the first time you got high on stage, and you're like.
Now it's
oh my god, how high is this gonna get? You're like you're on there trying to fucking
oh dude,
ride
I had
the
a,
line.
I
you're just you know
when I was this was
you're
like
just like walking this tightrope.
This was like six or seven years ago. I took an edible.
Yeah,
and I was
new to edibles.
I was taking I was doing a check spot at New York.
Oh,
and it was packed, sold out crowd in the Gramercy Room, and. I was pretty good at check spots at that point. I was like, I know what I'm doing. And I took an edible and it fucked me up. And it was Pat Dixon's show, if you remember him.
Yeah.
And he said on stage to the crowd, and I know he's doing a bit, but I was not prepared for this. He says something like, all right, folks, so what's going to happen now is we're going to bring up the check spot comic. Now, he's not going to be very funny.
Oh.
He's not the funny one of the show. That's kind of why we give him this this time. He's a young comic, and he's probably not going to be very good. And he's, you know, he's wearing a suit and everything, and they love him. They're his crowd. This was like
he just hosted height. The whole night.
Yeah, this was like height of also whatever height is for what his show was. But when he was doing the show on Compound Media, and those fans are fucking the meanest people in the world. So uh-huh. It was just a disaster. And I went up and I just ate a dick for like 15, 20 minutes. And I was just eating a dick in a way that was like, I still think about to this day. Where I remember no jokes were landing. I'm fucking up words. And I said to the crowd, I went, I've never done this before. And I went, knock, knock. That came out of my mouth. I went, knock, knock. And I didn't have anything. I didn't have anything planned. And they all go, who's there? And I went, I don't know. And I don't know. I don't have a punchline. And literally, maybe now that's funny, but they did not find that. They gasped and someone went, what? I heard somebody go, what? They were so
they
like,
hated you.
Yeah, they hated me. And yeah, it was. I think about that to this day. It can't get any worse.
They don't have check drop spots in LA, or they didn't then. No. When I moved here, I watched one and it makes me hyperventilate. I feel so bad for the guy. Yeah, everyone is having a good time for the MC,
yeah.
comic, MC in between. Everyone's having a great time. And then they just stop and everyone gets their checks and a new,
it's brutal,
less good comic,
it's brutal,
comes up while at least half the crowd, maybe more, yeah, is looking at bills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, there's different sides to that. Like, as the comic, you know, I did a lot of check spots, and I think it made me a better comic. It makes you not give a shit.
Hardship makes you a better comic.
Exactly.
But it was so bad.
Yeah.
And it's like brutal. This flailing. Like, please, and they're not even listening to you, like, be desperate.
Where was this?
New York Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah.
No, not New York Comedy Club. The one, Stand Up New York.
Oh.
Stand Up New York. And I would have to leave the room. It was so, I'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like when someone tells me that they got their girlfriend or their wife pregnant. Yeah. I just start going like, oh, my God, dude. That's
yeah, because
so
you feel it. You start sweating. You're like, is that me?
Are you going to be all right?
And are you going up after the check spot in this situation?
I think I went up before or after. I don't even remember then. It wasn't like, oh, this room has turned bad. So, no, I probably had already gone up.
There really is no reason to do it anymore besides, like, it does benefit a new comic.
That's it. It benefits a new comic.
Benefits a new comic, gets them on. I keep forgetting. I keep forgetting about this. It's so nice. It benefits the new comic in every way possible. Gets them on a good stage and all that shit. But it's for the show. It's like, what are you doing?
I visited New York, just doing like a week of spots around, and I was stopped to Stand Up New York, and Big J was the headliner. And someone was also on before it, and the comic said, the MC, you know, they did a bunch, and then 12-minute sets, and the MC's like, hey, so now the checks are going to come.
Yeah.
This was 2007, 8, 9? He goes, the checks are going to come. If you need to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom now. We're going to have a little raffle at the end of this. Someone's going to win free tickets, but we're going to take a little break.
Yeah.
The waitress are going to come around with your checks, and the comedy will be back on in a second. And then nothing happened. Somebody went to the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. People just talked amongst themselves.
Yeah.
It wasn't a spot.
Oh, it sucks. And then the comic's then just standing.
Then the MC
up.
Gets back on.
Oh, and there was no comic. Hey guys.
Right. Nobody.
Oh, that still sucks. That still sucks.
Then the MC did like 5 minutes, started him up again, and then like, well, now's your headliner.
There's
and
no
did 20.
Reason to have.
There's no reason.
No momentum.
There's no
like,
reason.
Like, you don't. Look, when
do you respect
when you,
stand-up at all?
Yeah.
Why are you disrupting the show in the middle of
when
it?
When you buy something, you either pay for it before or you pay for it after.
Right before the end.
You're not seeing Top Gun, and then the people are coming around going like, okay, you're going to have to pay for your ticket
They
now.
Do that at those fucking eating movie theaters.
The Alamo Draft House.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
It's
do
so
anything
annoying.
Else? Get out of here.
Get out. You're ruining the movie.
I'll leave the thing.
I'll pay after.
God damn
just
it.
Just stand by the door. I'm not going to run out.
Take my credit card beforehand.
And take my like, credit.
I'll come get my credit card on the way
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Take my credit card beforehand and charge. Yes, take something, some sort of collateral.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense, but I will say, the way New York does it now is probably
New York Comedy Club.
Yeah, the best way to do it. If you have to do it, which is they do a show, and the host is the MC for the entire time, and then the MC says,
"Oh yeah,
look, you're gonna get your checks, and you're gonna have to sit here, and while you're sitting here, we're gonna have more comics come up on stage and tell you jokes."
And it's after the show.
It's after the show. Show's done.
Right.
Show is done.
And they just guide it out till it's like less and less people.
And the MC does not have to come back unless it's like a Saturday.
They tag team
it. And it ends.
Until 2 a.m., whatever.
Until whenever it is.
I do like that system. That gives more people, that's how the store used to be. At the end of the show,
yeah.
The guys who wouldn't get spots could just keep going on until yeah. 2. You know, the spots would go till like 11:45, and then it's like, now whoever's here.
I would have loved that. I mean, when I was like, I kind of skipped the.
Yeah, New York does it okay.
Yeah, I got past there before Amy Hawthorne was even the booker.
Oh, really?
Like, Emilio passed me. So
was it worrisome when she did become the booker, where you're like, am I going to lose my spots?
It's worrisome every time somebody new is comes walking to
the door.
In.
And then you're like, did your old person tell you that I'm cool?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did they leave any note to the next president?
Did everyone let you know that I've dedicated my life to this place? Because because it's all I have, and if I lose it, I'm fucked.
I got passed for 2 weeks at the Laugh Factory, like, 6 different times, and then back to just, nope, they're gone, you're
scary.
Out.
Scary. It's scary when you walk into a place and there's new wait staff. You want to be like, hey, you respect me. Yeah. But that's on the club, which New York and the Cellar both do really well.
Yeah.
Where they like tell their staff, like, you got to be cool with the comics. Treat them with utmost respect.
Dude, it was my job at the cover booth to let comics on.
Yeah.
Whoever, any paid regular was like, you're allowed to go on. And Gabriel and Felipe had not been around. They'd been on the road because Mexican comics just worked. I mean, like, instantly. And I hadn't seen him in like 3 or 4 months there. And they were like, hey, can we go on? And I go, no, it's paid regulars only. And he was like, Gabriel was like, I am a paid regular. And I'm like, I mean, there's no like book.
Yeah. How do you even check that?
And then he like, his headshot was on the wall right at the floor.
Yeah.
So he went down to the floor. It was like, it's me.
He goes, that's why.
Hey. And I was like, all right, yeah, you're on next.
You seen this guy on the floor.
Yeah.
I think about that all the time. Like, why not just lie? Yep.
Just lie.
Let's just lie about what we've done and nobody's going to care. No one's going to look at it. I had one of those daydreams. Well, like, I had a daydream where, you know, my brain kind of just wandered to a situation where I'm talking to somebody who can get me something or put me in something as far as acting goes. And they're asking me questions, and they go in my head, they go, so like, I tell them, oh, I'm a very good actor. And they go, oh, where have you learned? And in my head, I went, Juilliard. And I went, well, they would never check that.
No.
If I said I studied acting at Juilliard, who's going to look that up?
Nobody.
Nobody.
They would just spread it. It would just become
real. Nobody's going to care.
It would become true.
And not only that, when I'm acting.
I would say, the other guy's like a legit good actor.
Yeah. And while I'm acting, they're going to look at me and go, this guy's fucking good. This is Juilliard? Wow.
Yeah.
But if I told them the truth, which is I took 2 acting classes at Nassau Community College, they'll be like, you know, they're not going to care. But lying, it's
actors
like.
Actors suck. They're so easy. Anyone could do it. Anyone could do it.
I love that beat that you have on your special.
Yeah.
I think about that a lot.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
There's like 19 good actors and the rest are just fucking just reading lines.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Cruise, I would say, too.
Yeah.
I love Tom Cruise.
Did you see Maverick?
Yeah. I fucking loved it.
Wait, what was I going to say? Why'd you bring up Amy
Hawthorne?
Yeah.
Oh, because I don't know. She's the booker of New York, but also
The checks.
This is what I was thinking in my head was, since she's come into booking New York and she's kind of molding it, and I'm saying this positively, she's molding it into kind of what the Comedy Store is in LA, where it's like, okay, they got the late night spot after. She even said to me, she was like, one time she was like, do you just want to do the Kinison spot tonight? Because I was just there, and I was like, the fuck is that? And she's like, oh, we do this thing and you can go up for literally an hour if you want after.
At the end of the show.
Yeah.
Just go.
And I was like, yeah, okay, sure. And I just did that. She was like, you go up until everyone leaves.
Sam, can you know what she said?
She's saying like he would go up at the end of the show.
He would come in from partying, from doing Blow at the Rainbow.
And just,
and say, hey, can I go on?
Yeah, it's so funny.
But he would do it. He would have his night.
And he could do that too because he's on coke and he's killing.
And he's Sam Kinison.
And I can't because I'm tired from the day.
He probably brought in like 3 legit rock stars and 4 supermodels with him. And he was like, can me and my friends come in and drink
and
watch me on stage?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like New York. I like the way New York does a mixture of like developed comics and up and coming comics.
Yeah.
It seems like it's part of the intentional like.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the, I mean, I'm wearing the fucking shirt. I don't know why we're like doing this, but it is, they better pay us for this. $50 every 2 minutes.
That's right. if I can get that once.
Yeah, that'd be great. $20. But they really are like...
Pick a spot. Don't just interrupt.
Because it's so fucking... We see so much shit clubs of people that like, it's really not that hard. Just respect the comics. Have a good room.
And thanks for coming. Thanks for coming and entertaining these people so we can sell our booze.
Yeah, pay well.
Yeah.
Like New York raised their pay.
That's nice.
I think New York's pay is better than the Cellars.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I thought they were making a mistake for a while after COVID. I thought they like, for it was like once, I was like, oh, I don't think they realized these was like two 50s
funny.
Put together.
Didn't say anything.
Not a word. And then again, and I'm like, wait, are they getting all these new 50s? And on the third time, I was like, oh, wait, hold on. Hey, what's the pay
spot
here?
Pay went up.
What's the pay here?
That is so funny, man. That is such a, that's got to be some sort of Jew brain you got where you're like, you go to immediately, I'm ripping them off before you go, maybe they're paying.
I don't know. They're not going to trace it. They have no idea. You'd be an idiot not to. You'd be an idiot not to. That's God giving you. I sent a boat. I sent a ship. Yeah. I sent up, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yes, exactly, exactly. If you, like, you have to take those opportunities.
We used to, people would pay wrong. I could feel $6 for three, and I could feel. They give you $3.20.
You can feel
like,
that it's wrong. You can feel that it's wrong. But yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll count it as soon as you're
gone. I found Coke on the ground. I found a bag of Coke on the ground a couple years ago, and I just did it for
nice,
like the week.
Bro. Did you test it on anybody?
Yeah. I'm doing a joke about it right now. I'm doing a joke about it in my act right now where I say I found Coke on the floor and I did it. And everyone's like, what? You know, the whole crowd is like, yeah, Jesus, nice, dude. And I say, like, do I have a drug problem or do I have a problem turning down free shit is what's going through my head. And I said, you can test the Coke. Like, people don't know this. You can test the Coke. And the way that I do it, you can get strips, but I just have someone I know do it.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. You have someone you know, try it out. And
I
then
I got 10 hits of acid in Dallas and I brought him back to LA. Yeah. And then I don't know. I didn't trust it. It was 12, 13 years ago. 2007, 8. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know. It's a tin foil. And then I saw Jason Rouse and I was like, do you want to try it for him? Yeah. That's the way you do it. And he goes,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Goes, give me two. I want
to
do it.
You just have
friend.
A friend that has nothing to lose, really.
And then he gets free drugs.
And you don't even have to tell him that you found it on the ground and
you
and he's
tell
the first
him
one. Hey,
like,
he wanted you Coke here's after you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then people do that with you. It's a cycle. You go, I test the Coke on someone, so I tell somebody that I found this Coke and I'm doing it, and then they see
then
me
they'll
do
be
it.
Like,
and then
are you cool with that?
Yeah.
Dude, we had
you wait
so
30
much
minutes.
Drugs at Firefly. We had so much drugs with us. We went as adults. With like a normal level of money. Everyone had jobs. And we found a baggie of blue something. Light blue.
Like Breaking Bad meth?
Yeah, my friend from Glasgow was like, he just fucking stepped on it and stopped moving. And we're like, what are you doing? He spotted it.
Tied his shoe.
Yeah, and he was like, check it out. We're like, oh, get it. But we were like, we should do it. What is it? But we were like, we have so many drugs on us already.
Yeah.
There's no reason, but it's still you want to do it.
It's because you don't want to turn down the free shit. How often are you going to find Coke on the ground? How often are you going to find drugs on the ground? That was probably ketamine or something.
It might have been.
Yeah.
I don't think we ended up doing it.
Well.
But we're all like, do it. Do it, buddy.
That's
test
the problem is sometimes you just have to throw it away to be like, I will be this guy for the next couple of weeks. If I don't give it to somebody.
I'll be like, here's where I found it and how. Do you want to take a chance?
Yeah, dude. I mean, after the cruise, I took all of the Klonopin. There was like, because it's crazy, dude. When you go to Mexico, it's like $20 and you get like, let's see, they're all strips of 9 and there's 3 of them. So you get whatever number
Klonopin
that
comes
is.
On a strip?
Yeah, it looks like a fucking.
Oh, punch house. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And there was 9 of them and there was 3 strips in the thing. It was like gum. You know what I mean? That's what it felt like. And we only did one. Me and Cannon only, not, we didn't split one. He did one and I did one. And then the next day we had to like get on a plane and everything. And I was like, I don't know what the legal thing is, but I do know that if I keep this, it'll ruin my life for the next couple of months.
Yeah.
So I just went pop, pop, pop. I just put it right into the toilet. And I went, flushed. I flushed it.
But you feel bad about wasting it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You should have found a friend.
Some of it escaped into my bag and I... When I got home, I was like, oh, look at this. And I have it. And I have it in my room.
What an addict.
Like,
what an addict thing to do.
Instead to keep
of like,
it?
Like a peanut in the bottom of your bag. Like, well, okay, I might need this later.
Yeah, I might eat this. Yeah, I'm like a hoarder for drugs.
Yeah. I get it. Every time I would get weed on the road from the fans and stuff, at the end when I wouldn't fly back to LA with it.
Yeah.
When it was still like you get arrested for that. It was like I'd have to find someone to take it.
Dude, you can't just leave it. Yeah.
I don't know, the door guy at the hotel or like.
You know there's somebody that's going to make their day.
Right here.
Oh, yeah. Or smoke it all.
Yeah, like, yeah. What,
last time or, I was in LA, it wasn't legal in New York and you couldn't fly with it. So we just fucking just smoked all of it. Like had the night before of just like, oh my God. And you always get sufficiently high when there's like still a huge pile left.
Yeah.
Like and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe this.
And you just stay at 100%. Yeah. It's like you have a power up for Super Mario Brothers or whatever. Where it takes you to 100% power, but you're already at 100% power.
Yeah, yeah, you
like,
can't go higher than 100. You're actually getting worse because the higher you get, the more of like a headache you're going to have and everything. Right. But you can't. I can't turn down.
You can't turn
the
down.
Drugs.
It's going away. You
got to
do it.
That's an addiction. That's got to be where it's an addiction.
Jen Kirkman had his bit about dating younger dudes. And the greatest part about it was that they're, what is it? That they're, I don't want to mess it up. But they're like amazed that you can like have alcohol at your place. Like she was like, hey, come back to my place, some guy. And she was like drinking some wine. And she was like, but we didn't stop. We didn't stop at the convenience store.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
She said, well, I have some. And it was just the idea that you could have leftover wine.
Yeah, that's so true, dude. Anytime we got booze, it would just.
It was gone.
It sat right on the table until it was gone. And then the trash can was filled with bottles.
Yeah, and then you get, but like, why would you just not get double the bottles and just have some for next time?
Yeah, it's because people aren't addicts.
I want to do coke in the level of like, who's that guy that's not Rob Lowe, but like a way better Rob Lowe?
A better Rob
from
Lowe.
From Three and a Half Men.
Oh, Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. Yeah. When you have so much coke that you're like, no, I'm not buying for the night. I'm buying for the month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll just have coke whenever I want. Yeah. That's a whole bin full of coke.
Yeah, and you have a little fucking like thing that you stuff it in. And
yeah,
you go
yeah, yeah.
Out
to
your
go.
Day like that. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I romanticized coke.
Johnny Depp kind of coke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, why would I? Yeah.
When I had that coke for the week, like it was a full bag, dude. And wow. I had like a good amount of coke. Like I was living like that. And I just romanticized it. Like I'd wear sunglasses all the time. And I was like, we'd go places and I'd be like, I got to go to the bathroom. Like I was one of those guys. Like I was like totally
when was
fucking
this?
Young Hollywood. This was like 3-4 years ago, maybe.
Where?
Or maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Here, New York.
That's hilarious.
And I was like drinking and I'd be like, and like, I remember, waking up in the morning and doing a line because I had it.
Yeah.
And I went to therapy and I was like, and he could tell and he was like, what's going on? And he didn't like confront me or anything about it, but he was just like, what a waste of my time. You always know when you're wasting his time where he's like, uh-huh. And I'm like, yeah, so, you know, maybe I was just talking too much. But I like I really like made it my personality.
Wow.
Yeah. I wanted to be a coke guy. And then Greg Stone, I told Greg Stone and he was like, you're going to die. He was like, that'll which I'm not.
Coke in the morning, though. Festival coffee. That's what they call it. You wake up at a music festival, not get sleep, just do a little fucking bumpsy bumps. Just gets us to the coffee stand.
When was the last time you did coke? Oh, that's a very recent face.
No, I mean, I don't know. Probably in the last few months, I'm sure.
Do you do it if you're ever not drinking?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I have no
interest.
Really
not already on a drug.
Yeah. You got to be already doing something.
If I'm doing Molly or if I'm out, you got to already be drinking at least.
Yeah.
Not weed. Just drinking and peer pressure.
Yeah.
And like somebody cool is saying, I'm going to do cocaine right now.
Yeah. Do you want to come with me?
Well, then you're all like, I want to do everything with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're
and
so cool.
That is one of the coolest feelings when you're like, especially as like a young comic, if you're in like the bathroom with like a dude you respect and you guys are both doing lines together, it's like you're kissing, you know? You're like, this is so cool.
It is. It is cool.
Yeah.
It is cool.
It is cool.
There's no doubt about it. Doing coke is cool.
Yeah.
It's annoying as shit when you're not on it. Those people suck.
It's a little embarrassing.
They're always
though.
In your Yeah. That's why you're quiet about it.
Yeah.
Not you, but you guys.
But it's also like, it's all kind of embarrassing. That's one of the reasons I stopped drinking. It was like, I was kind of done embarrassing myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I remember I've had so many.
I've thrown up on alcohol in years.
I've had so many things. Yeah, me neither. I usually make myself throw up. If I'll get up in the morning, I'll have spins and I'll like, make myself throw up. But I've had so many times with DeRosa. Where when I was hammered and he wasn't, and he's seen me like be like, and I think that's that's signified any kind of opinion he has about me.
Which, by the way, that's Joe DeRosa all the time. He gets shitty drunk.
Yeah.
And then sticks around for an extra half hour.
Yeah. I remember.
You're going to barf. And he barfs.
Yeah. Two times specifically, this was at Red Clay. I was like walking to this pig trough of beer that they had. And I'm just walking there. And I'm like, you know, fucking so many beers in. And I pick up one and I'm like looking at it. But I'm like wavy like this. And I just look up and DeRosa's looking at me. And he just goes, "You okay, man?" And I was like, oh. When someone who's like not your drunk is like, "You all right?" Like sincerely kind of a little worried about you.
That's
so fucking embarrassing.
Like, not really, I guess.
Yeah. And then there was one time I was so hammered. We were at a Halloween or Christmas party at New York Comedy Club. And I think it was just known that DeRosa had coke on him, and he went into the bathroom, and I'm waiting in line for the bathroom to ask him if I can take it. I didn't even know him. We didn't even know each other, and he comes out, and
coke?
I go,
"Can I get some coke?"
What? Yeah, very embarrassing, but I was drunk, so I was like, "Hey, can I have a little coke?" You know? And he was like, "All right," and he gave me coke, and I went into the bathroom, and I did it. So wow. Props to Joe for being a nice guy in that situation, because
nice
I would have
guy.
Been like, "No, dude."
Yeah, I would have been absolutely not.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a great story. It's $50.
This is awesome. I'm going to actually miss it when it ends.
Yeah, you got to be in there with somebody. To like, "Oh, here's some. Get away from me." Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ever get invited to do coke by just some strangers at a bar because they're feeling good? And they're like, "There's only like six people in this bar, yeah, and we're all on it, and these two are not."
Yeah.
And so they just come up to you like, "Hey, do you guys want to?" They want to talk, and they're like, "Do you want to?" I'll go.
Yeah, really?
Sometimes.
I think that's the. I'm not really into making friends.
To not.
I don't want to make any friends. I don't want people coming up to me. I don't want to learn anyone's name.
That's fair.
I don't want to like share a moment with a guy in a bar because he's fucking drunk.
Yeah, that's fair too.
I'm not really not into that.
Yeah, I guess they would already have to be talking to me, and I have to have been into it for some reason.
They would have to be either already talking to me. Like a handsome guy that I'm like, I want to be this dude's
right,
friend.
A cool person.
A cool guy. Or a...
Chicks.
Or chicks.
Hot chick.
Yeah.
Hot
or
chick,
a mutual
if she's talking,
friend.
You're like, okay,
too.
She's cloaked up, but that's fine.
A mutual friend. So if it's like a cool friend of a friend, yeah. I would be like, yeah, let's I want to be
okay.
On the level that you guys are at. I want to have our friendship with them. But other than that, no.
I was
really.
At Glastonbury and my job was to find mushrooms for everybody. We had all these people come from the UK, from fucking London. I came from America,
yeah,
by way of Wales, and so I found mushrooms. I found pounds of mushrooms. I mean, it was legitimately about this much mushrooms, and I gave some to everybody. We bagged it up. Yeah, it was about this much.
Whoa.
Yeah.
If you ate all that, would you die?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. What do you think?
Because of poison? Because you're poisoning yourself?
No, it was half this.
That's still huge,
yeah.
Though.
Maybe a third.
Okay.
Maybe a legitimately, I think that was the package with this
That's
thickness.
That's still huge.
A lot.
Holy
anyway,
shit.
So I got everybody fucked up. I was like, "What?
Yeah.
What's your experience with just whatever?"
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I get more to just eyeball it.
Cool.
And this one guy, Harry, got so he was going to wherever we were going the first show, and just like completely
yeah,
gone. And then
course.
This other lady was just like Rachel was just like, "Oh, I want to be that fucked up. Can you get me that fucked up?"
That's cool.
And you're like, yeah, okay.
That's cool.
All right, yeah.
I'm not.
It's that, fun sometimes.
It is fun, but I did it so much that there's a part of me that I'm like, I kind of just want to figure my brain out. I don't want to keep fucking with it.
Yeah.
I do love shrooms because you always kind of learn something about yourself.
There's
and
so
like,
much sometimes, though. It's just like,
it's a lot.
I don't have the energy.
Yeah, it could be a lot where I'm like, oh, God, I really don't feel comfortable. Like, why am I sweating but I don't see sweat? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, when somebody's like,
brutal.
Here, we're doing stuff, you're like, oh, come on, I need to gear up for this.
Yeah.
I'm like old.
Yeah, I don't really like, when we would go to Mohegan Sun, if I was with Cannon or Feeney, the kind of tradition, I guess.
Well, then you're ready for
it. Yeah, you go, all right, we're in a casino for a weekend. One of these nights, we're going to take shrooms.
Yeah.
And then me and Cannon did it recently.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know if we should be doing this anymore. It's we've kind of run this well dry. Like, what are we going to do? Look at shit again? It's the same shit. And it was kind of, so we actually just went back to my room and we watched Titanic.
I would recommend acid once in a while.
Acid.
Do you do acid ever?
I took acid at Skankfest last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tanner was saying.
That was awesome.
Yeah. But that like re-ups it once. Like for sometimes I'm like, oh, really? Now I'm getting something actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is an adventure still. Yeah, it was fun. I got this stupid ass tattoo on acid.
Really? I noticed it.
Yeah.
At Skankfest?
Yeah.
From the free tattoo guy?
Yeah. And he kind of fucked up all over the place. It kind of made me it's fine, but like there's like
patches
of it and stuff. I mean, it wasn't free. He charged me, but not like crazy amount. But this is when I was like, all right, I gotta slow down with the tattoos a little bit. This is getting a little, they're permanent and they're all over my body. My hand looks like a fucking,
yeah, why'd you turn into a tattoo guy?
I don't know.
Recently.
18. I was 18.
Oh yeah.
I got my first tattoo at 18 and it just went.
What'd you get at 18?
I got speaking of Johnny Depp, I got fucking Fear and Loathing on my chest.
Ugh, dork.
I know. Horrible.
You're not ready emotionally to get a tattoo. It's not the end of the world. Everyone's like, that's gonna be permanent. It's like, yeah, but who cares really? Right?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I hadn't even read the book.
Oh, what a fucking dork.
I know. Terrible. Terrible. Awful. We don't have the technology yet to get rid of them. Everybody's like, people are like, Pete Davidson is getting rid of his tattoos.
Bullshit.
And then you see like the tattoos he's getting rid of and on like SNL and you're like, oh my God, it kind of looks worse. It's like burned into your body now.
It looks like Michael Jackson. That's what Michael Jackson had. He was just getting tattoos removed and that's what happened to your body.
Yeah, just getting rid of the layer of his skin.
Not black. I always forget that he's not black.
He looked
black.
More black than Michael Jackson did.
He did.
Towards the end.
He did.
Pete Davidson looks more black. He's got to have something in him. He's Italian?
Gotta. He's got to.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty fucked up on marijuana.
Damn, dude.
I guess we should stop.
How much did we do? How much
time? An hour and 16.
Oh, not bad.
Brendan, I feel like that's a waste to take that to just Patreon.
Put it up.
Yeah, maybe I'll put it up. Listen.
Put it on Patreon first and then put it up.
It's a good idea. Well, anyway.
Although I feel like we said a lot of kind of crazy shit. If you want to go back and just fucking.
I don't.
That the first like 20 minutes were like busted in skanks. Whatever. Let it go. Let it out.
Yeah.
Who cares?
All right. Wait. Here's what we'll do. This was supposed to be a patron. Patreon. That'll be the fucking episode. And then this will be. Patreon. If you now go to patreon.com/AriShafir, you can hear this. This is what Bobby Kelly does, which makes me think it's a bad idea to do this. He's not full of good ideas.
You don't think so?
No. It's probably better now if I like held on to the Patreon part of this for like a month and then released it.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
I'm not really chock full of good ideas either.
Yeah, maybe I'll put them both up and then I'll let them decide which one goes to fucking each half. Anyway.
They're all going to say just release the whole thing.
They're just going to say do whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Let's only Patreon from here on out. Go to patreon.com/AriShafir and hear the rest of our conversation with Brendan Sacco. Guess who's back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend. Everyone report to the dance floor, to the dance floor, to the dance floor. Now everyone report to the dance floor. Alright, stop. Pajama time. Come here, little kitties, on my lap. Guess who's back with a brand new rap? And I don't mean rap as in a new case of child investigation accusation. No worries, Papa's got a brand new bag of toys. What else could I possibly do to make noise? I done touched on everything but little boys. That's not a stab at Michael, that's just a metaphor. I'm just psycho, I go a little bit crazy sometimes. I get a little bit out of control with my rhymes. Good God, Dick, do a little slide. Bend down, touch your toes, and just glide up the center of the dance floor. Like TP for my bunghole, and it's cool if you let one go. Nobody's gonna know who'd hear it. Give a little poot poot, it's okay. My CD just skipped, and everyone just heard you let one rip. Now I'm gonna make you dance, get your chance. Yeah, boy, shake that thing. Oops, I mean girl, 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 girl. Girl, you know you're my world. Alright, now lose it. Just lose it. Go crazy. Oh baby, oh baby, baby. It's Friday, and it's my day. Hello everybody, welcome to Ari Shafir's Skeptic Tank Podcast.
Oh, hey man, it's the outro.
Did you guys enjoy the episode? Man, that was fucking funny. If you want to hear the rest of what we had to say, go to patreon.com/AriShafir.
You can see me there every week. 1 week, you'll be getting new episodes. And the next week, you'll be waiting for new episodes. It's an every other week Patreon. But it's only $5, and it helps me stay in business doing fucking dark shit that gets me canceled or nearly canceled on a yearly basis. And we just got high or higher and just kept shooting the shit. It was fucking great. We call it shooting the shit episodes. I do these are the things I do on Patreon. Arrest stories, sex and dating relationship advice, travel stuff, general mailbag, and shooting the shit. This one was shooting the shit. So, I think that's all I have to say. Don't forget, go to arishafir.com. Whoop. Right now, to see if Philadelphia or Portland is on my website, is up on their website. This has been a pre-record because I'm fucking gone. I'm in Europe right now, having a good time. And don't forget to check out Brendan's podcast. What's the odds? Scenario pod? What's the scenario? I should just fucking get it. Oh, this brake doesn't work at all. Hold on. Here's the scenario. Here's the scenario pod. Marissa, can you fucking put a thing in there where I fucking redo the beginning? You can do it at the end also. Just double up this. Hi, I'm Ari Shaffir, and I don't know how to fucking promote my guests, so the actual podcast name is Here's the Scenario. It's Here's the Scenario. So here's a scenario. Right, it's from that song. So here's a scenario. Look at this fucking asshole coming the wrong way in a bike. This is why people get into accidents. Not because of recordings, illegal and fucking dangerous recordings. It's because of the wrong way. They're to blame. I'm not, just like all drivers. And also don't forget to go to Two Comics, Two Cigars YouTube. We're going to start in August and it should be fun. And that's it. And I got an announcement coming soon. My special will be out, I think, early autumn. Who knows? Who fucking knows? I'm just about done editing now. And then I got to do color and whatever. Early autumn, let's call it. And then I got an announcement. I got a couple announcements. Well, Two Comics, Two Cigars is coming. And I'll save the announcement. Maybe I should just do it. Nah, I'll save it. Anyway, and I'm probably going to do Sober October this year. It looks like we're going to. I really tried to get out of it. But those guys seem to want to. And those guys have a fucking death wish. Because Rogan, Segura, Kreischer, you guys all suck as people. You're comics in your own right, but you're all sellouts, making your millions of dollars. Oh, where's your brand new studio? Oh, I'm sure you have some in two coasts. I'm a man of the people, dude. I don't have studios all over. Go ahead, boss. My bad. Yeah. I don't have studios. I have City Bike. That's my studio. Because I'm not a sellout bitch like the rest of you. Burt Kreischer bought a home, then bought another home. Segura bought a home, then bought another home. Rogan bought, I think, half of like Central Texas. Sellouts. Not me. Man of the people. Man of the people. And as a man of the people, I do lots of drugs. So this will be difficult for me to give up during Sober October. But I'm going to do it, and I'm going to beat those motherfuckers. Whatever challenge we accept. My prediction, it's going to be some challenge that Joe Rogan is already good at. Burt Kreischer will want it to be something that he can make videos out of. And Tom Segura is just going to laugh at how fat Burt is. I'm Ari Shaffir. This has been the episode. I'll see you guys next week. Might be an off week next week.
You're a liar. No, you don't.
only because I'd have to do an episode in fucking somewhere where I'm gone. It's possible. It's possible. Anyway, I'm Ari Shaffir. See you later, everybody.
If you do want me, give me a decision. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. Show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby. Just show me that you're mine, girl. Show me that you're mine.